This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The latest from the Census Bureau shows sales of new homes fell almost 7% December to January. The monthly numbers do bounce a lot, right? We should say that. They do bounce. But new home sales have been generally sluggish for the past couple of months, in part because not as many new homes are being built. And that, in turn, is fueling a remodeling boom because more people are living in older homes. A report out from Harvard this week found spending on home improvements and repair has grown by 50% since the recession to more than $400 billion. Dollars a year. And as Marketplace's Amy Scott reports, it is not just aging houses driving that trend, but aging homeowners too.
When you're 67 years old, like Batya Gilbert Koplow in Skokie, Illinois, these are the sorts of things you think about when remodeling a bathroom.
Where the seating should go, the contrast of the shelves so that they're easy to see and that you don't hit your head, the surfaces so they're not slippery.
To make those changes, Koplow hired a certified aging-in-place specialist, Shaney Abrams. Abrams says simple things like switching out the doorknobs for easier-to-open flat handles can make a big difference.
You don't have to do complete remodels to be able to help accommodate for aging-in-place. But you do need to think about it and ideally to be proactive.
And more people are doing that. Abby Will is a researcher at the Harvard Joint Center for Housing Studies. She says the number of older homeowners has grown 60% in the last two decades.
42 million homeowners are age 55 and over today, but they've also increased their spending.
A lot of that is just on basic repairs and maintenance. 40% of houses now are more than 50 years old. Will says older homeowners are also more likely to have the means to make those renovations as their home equity has grown.
That's an incentive for homeowners to do more projects, to do larger projects. It's a confidence booster.
Making a house more senior-friendly doesn't have to cost a lot. Ivar Alexander owns Mr. Handyman of South Austin in Texas. He says small projects like widening doors to accommodate a wheelchair might cost a few hundred dollars, and even significant renovations might be cheaper than an assisted living facility.
The cost of those is extremely high, and for a fraction of that, you can modify the house and stay there, stay where you are.
Of the $50,000 to $60,000 Batya Koplow of Skokie has spent bringing her 1950s home up to date, the aging-in-place stuff only cost a few thousand. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.